Well, first I'd like to thank the Hawaiian Clinic and all the people that put a lot of effort to get me here. To be honest, I don't even really know what to talk about, but I'm sure we'll find something. And we can either talk about psychology or philosophy or theosophy, or we could mix it, because they really all tie in together. And as you know, the word psychological, it means the logic of the psychic. Or you ever go for training somewhere and you listen carefully to whatever the teacher's saying and it doesn't make logic, my advice is walk out. It's the same here. If I don't make logic, walk out. Twenty-two years ago, I had a realization, and this realization showed me that life, as we know it, is a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time and space. It also showed me that true psychology, was based on three principles: mind, consciousness, and thought. They're the building blocks to all human psychological nature. Think about it. What can exist in this reality, in your reality, without mind, consciousness, and thought? There isn't one mental sickness, any phobias. There is nothing can exist without mind, consciousness, and thought. Take any one of those things away, take the mind away, there is no existence. Take thought away, there is no existence. Take consciousness away, there is no existence. Because mind, consciousness, and thought are like the trinity of the church. They're the trinity of psychology. All three, it's a paradox that you have to figure out. All three are actually all the same thing with a different word. And we are the ones that put the words on. And don't be fooled by words. And I tell you today, when you're listening to whatever I'm saying, don't listen to my words, please. Listen to what I'm trying to say. And what I'm trying to say will come to you via a feeling, a positive feeling. If it's a negative feeling, you're not hearing what I'm saying. If it's a positive feeling, you're getting it. That's what all human beings are looking for, is a positive feeling. People get caught up in all these phobias and anxieties, insecurities. They're all derivatives from mind, consciousness, and thought. Love is a derivative from mind, consciousness, and thought. Hate is a derivative from mind, consciousness, and thought. Security is a derivative from mind, consciousness, and thought. Every human being I've ever met that's in the field of psychology, every therapist I've ever met in my life, I haven't met one that their heart wasn't into helping human beings. I've never met one. And evolution comes along and you evolve in consciousness. And this is exactly what's happening, what I see is happening to the field of psychology throughout the world. They're starting to evolve in consciousness. They're starting to see the fallacy of going back into the past. And this is basically, this is what all therapies do. They take you into the past. As soon as you go into the past, to put it bluntly, you're dead meat. There is no cure. They take you back into the problems that you're trying to get rid of. That's like jumping back into the shower to dry yourself off. It's putting the patient through hell. And hell is created from the mind of humanity. It is the ignorance of humanity. There is only one way, only one, and that is to go inside yourself. If you step inside, all the teachings, all the religious teachings all over the world tell you to look within. And that's exactly what I'm saying to you. Look inside, look within. Because it's only inside you the answer lies. You must see it for yourself. It's like on my birthday, somebody sent me a birthday card, and it was a kind of Freudian psychologist, big glasses the whole trip. And he said, how many psychologists does it take to change a light bulb? And the answer was one. If the light bulb is willing to change. And that's the same with every patient and yourself. If you want to change, you have to be willing to change. Find your own wisdom. Never mind what Sid Banks says, never mind what Dr. Pransky says, Dr. Mills says, or any other doctor says. It's not the words. It's you that has to find the mental health that lies inside you. This mental health is called wisdom. And wisdom is intelligence before form. And before form is that innate wisdom that lies inside before it's contaminated from what we call reality. And every human being in the world, and this is the opposite from what most people believe, every human being in the world, no matter how mentally disturbed they are, just below the surface, one thought away lies mental health. But you've got to find that one thought that will open that door and let you walk through and have a vision that you're mentally healthy. You decontaminate yourself by healthy thoughts. You contaminate yourself by unhealthy thoughts. Negative, positive. Go for the positive. And there you will find your mental health. Universal consciousness is the intelligence of all things. All things. Universal mind is the intelligence of all things. Universal consciousness, without universal consciousness, there wouldn't be any creation. Universal thought, there'd be no creation. These three principles are gifts that we were given to see creation. How we use those gifts is up to you, because we all have the freedom of thought, and we have the freedom of a free will. We're using our free will and a free thought system. We go through life, and if we blow it, we blow it. If we don't, we don't. It's up to us. When you go for anybody, any patient comes to you for help, they're pleading for you to help them. If a doctor or a therapist gives that patient hope and shows them it is their own thoughts, then instantly you have a healthy person. It doesn't take 20 years. I hear people see, I see it on the TV all the time. This man here, this woman here, it'll be at least 20 years of therapy before you're okay. The second they say that, they've condemned that human being to mental anguish for 20 years. Thought is a divine gift, I said that before, that we use to open the door, to step inside, and see the greatness that lies in every human being. No matter how wicked a person is, so-called, no matter how tormented they are, I'm going to repeat this one too. Just below the surface of their consciousness lies sanity, lies mental health. Every human being, because we're spiritual beings, this is a spiritual reality. We're spiritual beings that live in a world we call physical. Now here's where the duality of life takes place. The Eastern philosophies talk about the duality of life, the physical and the spiritual. But there is no such a thing. There's only the illusion, the physical that we live in. In actual fact, everything is spiritual. There is only one, not a duality, there's one. This is why the North American Indians, they talk about the spirit of the water, the spirit of the deer, the spirit of the fish, the spirit of the mountains, the spirit of Mother Earth, the spirit of Mother Sky. Then they talk about the Great Spirit being God. Because what is called God, what we human beings call God, in actual fact, is not a person, not a thing. It's a formless spiritual energy before the formation of form. Follow your own instinct. Follow what's inside your heart. And you can never go wrong. Because if you look inside and you find your own wisdom, there is where mental health is. And always, always, love is the answer. Because love is a positive mind full of mental health. Happiness is one thought away from every human being in life. One thought. One thought. If you can find that one thought. And if you realize that thought is the missing link, and you find it, you'll be grateful to God the rest of your life, and grateful to the person that told you that the rest of your life, because you'll find happiness. Happiness is just round the corner for everybody. And you can tell me all the different situations you're in, and that doesn't mean a tinker's toot to me. It's thought that creates happiness or unhappiness. And there's some incredible people in here today that are living situations that most of us would never even dream of, that's so bad, but they're happy. Why is it that you can go into a housing program that's so bad, and somewhere in there you'll find happy people? What's the difference between those people and the other ones, the hundreds that are surrounding them that are unhappy, and all it is that they've found a beautiful, positive thought that changed their life? Thought is the key, honestly. thought is the missing link. I just finished writing a book, and it's called The Missing Link. And this book explains how the three principles work, what thought is, what consciousness is, and what mind is. And it's related to always to spiritual, because the world is a spiritual dream. And that's not just talk. It actually is a spiritual. We are sitting in the middle of a dream. There's not one person in here that isn't in the middle of a spiritual dream. Now, a dream can be a nightmare. A dream can be beautiful. And it's up to the dreamer. True mystic will take you from the form to the formless. When you reach the formless, you reach a purity of thought before the contamination of what you call reality. Can do, dear, is get yourself in a space, get yourself in a space that it won't bother you, and you go through it.
Well, I see the innocence in what they do and what they say, but at the same time I feel helpless because I can't see the and when I try and talk to them like about thought or something like that, it's like it goes right over their head and they don't get it at all. And then
imagine how I feel. You know, you know what, I think we should call it quits for now, and what if we come back at 1:30? Would that be okay? Okay, thank you.